Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. It's that time again. It's blaming time. Who's to blame today? Well, thanks for joining me on this Saturday afternoon. Well, not afternoon, I guess. Morning. Thanks for tuning in if you're listening. And if you're listening to this archive, thanks for listening. So our topic, our general topic for today is that Texas is being terrorized. Who's to blame? If you want to join the discussion, you can reach me at 347-326-9598. I will also monitor my Facebook. You can post on my page, my Blame Girl page, on the thread about the show. And I'm also looking out at my Twitter notifications, and I'm in the Blog Talk Radio chat room if you want to leave some commentary there. But, you know, feel free to reach out any way you'd like. I'm also on Google Plus, Instagram, Pinterest, and my blog is blamegirl.com. So check it out. So, yes, Texas is being terrorized. There's two things that made me decide on this topic, and that is the fact that not only was Texas attacked in Garland because of a Draw Muhammad contest, but there is a lot of nervousness surrounded by government military exercise going on in Bastrop County, very close to where I used to live, Austin. All right, so let's get started. Last week in Garland, they experienced an attack, okay? And it was on at an event called the Draw Muhammad contest. And it's basically what it sounds like. Now, in response to the Charlie Hebdo attacks in December, they decided to hold this event to kind of like, you know, protect free speech and this and that. Well, guess what happened? It was attacked. Yes, two ISIS sympathizers armed with automatic weapons shot at a police guard, and he killed them both. And the police guard didn't die. So they were attacked, but it wasn't like a big attack. A mass shooting didn't occur. It was pretty heavily secure. There were at least 40 Garland police officers there. So why was this event attacked? Who's to blame for this? And, you know, this is a sensitive subject for me because the last time I discussed the Charlie Hebdo attacks, I lost followers and was called an Islamophobe, which I am not. I don't care what anyone says. I will speak out against religion, and I'm sorry if you don't like it that I speak out against Islam. I speak out against all of them, and you need to get over it if you don't like me speaking out against Islam. My intention is not to incite hate against Muslims, but it's to get, hopefully, anyone that sympathizes with jihadists to open their eyes and see that how silly it is to kill over a cartoon. So that's why this is a sensitive topic for me. I had to really have some come to Jesus discussions with my followers because of my opinions after the Charlie Hebdo attack. So here we are again. There's a Draw Muhammad contest. You know, Charlie Hebdo had, like, random satirical articles, and they made fun of everyone. But this event was focused solely on Draw Muhammad. Who's to blame? Why was it attacked? If you want to join the discussion, 347-326-9598. Again, I'm monitoring everything. So let's get into the discussion and determine who's to blame. So I want to start with the organizer, the event organizer. Her name is Pamela Geller, and she is the president of the American Freedom Defense Initiative, which is also labeled a hate group by the Southern Poverty Law Center. So not quite Charlie Hebdo. Like I said, the event was solely focused on drawing Muhammad and not anything else. So, and then, you know, it was seen as a way to incite people and, or incite Muslims specifically. So she had to hire 40 police officers to protect her event. So she, in her mind and heart, she knew that she was attracting this type of negative attention and possibly violence to the event. She was not only putting her life in danger, but the lives of anyone who attended. So, yeah, and she says that she expected to be attacked. But she, you know, says that she is a defender of free speech. Now, was this a free speech event, or was it an, did it bait Muslims? Did it bait Muslims? Knowing that, all of us knowing that drawing a picture of Muhammad will offend Muslims and will, you know, make some Muslims want to kill. Like, throughout the world, people riot, they kill, they'll do a lot of stuff over a depiction of Muhammad. And just knowing this and being labeled as a hate group, it's easy to just go ahead and blame her. And like I say, the event in Garland, it was just attacked. No one died other than the attackers. So it didn't get too out of hand, but it could have. And it, you know, it's all over national news. And it, the attackers, they weren't even from Texas. They were from Arizona, and they drove 1,000 miles to the event to make sure to be able to use their automatic weapons to try to scare people, which, you know, it might have scared some people, but ultimately, like I say, they were the ones who ended up dying. 347-326-9598. Let's hear a little bit about this Pamela Geller, this event organizer. Oh, of course, the video is not ready. Give me a second. Here we go. Of course, there could be, I didn't think about it, but there could be an advertisement. So give me a second. We will see if this is going to start right away, but so would you blame Pamela Geller? 347-326-9598. Do you think it's really her fault that this event was attacked just for holding it and being a hate, you know, focused on Muslims, focused on hating what they believe? Do you believe she baited them into coming to attack the event? What about the contestants? Do they have any hand in it? I mean, they knew that expressing this free speech was kind of like hate speech in some people's eyes. You know, I've been having trouble with certain websites all day, and I'm going to tell you right now I'm having trouble again with Washington Post, and I'm about to just abandon the video, which is unfortunate because I wanted you to hear this little one-minute clip about Pamela Geller, so that you could decide what you think. Do you think she is to blame for these attacks? Give it about 20 more seconds, and then I'm just going to have to move on to who else may be to blame for these attacks. It's looking like I'm just going to go ahead and go forward without that video. Okay. So what do you think about the contestants? Do you think they had a hand in it? Like, there was over 200 people who attended the event. Is that just the type of environment we are here in America that, you know, we support this hate speech? And it's just such a fine line on whether I believe it's hate speech, because with religion, in my opinion, you shouldn't want to kill others for their religion, hands down. But when people make fun of your religion, are they bad people for doing that? Because you don't really necessarily have to be a religion. You cannot be a religion. That is a choice, unlike other things like being black or a woman or a lesbian. So is it really fair to call any attacks on religion hate speech? It depends, because some religion is part of culture, and are you attacking that culture? That's why some of those cartoons by Charlie Hebdo were really, really, they were really, really criticized as being racist. And, you know, I don't know. It's a tough call. So is religious extremism to blame? You know, ISIS. ISIS is the one who took credit and said that they called these guys to act. And I don't know if you know this about me, but when I talk about shooters, I don't really like to use their name. So I won't. I won't. I'm going to call them two Muslim dudes, two ISIS dudes, because I don't want to give them that attention, because, you know, they do it for the jihad so they get the fame and attention for their act. And so is it the religious extremism? Like, why kill over Muhammad? Why kill over Muhammad? 347-326-9598. Why can't you depict Muhammad? Why does a depiction of Muhammad, even, I don't know if it's racist or not. Let's say it's not. Let's just say it's all about making fun of the religion. It brings about violence, protests, and riots all around the world throughout the Muslim communities, because you can't do it. Why can't you do it? Well, according to Islam, one of the central tenets is that Muhammad was just a man. What I find very ironic about it is, and he even said don't draw him, but him saying that has made him into an idol, because people are willing to idolize him to the point that if someone draws with a pen a picture of him, they are willing to die for that drawing. And that's an idol to me, if you ask me. So what do you think? Do you think it's the organizer, or is it the religious extremism that is to blame for this attack on this Draw Muhammad contest? You know, and even in history, there's been known to be depictions of Muhammad in art, in Persian art. And then another thing that I found curious while I was doing my show prep was the fact that the idol tenet extends to Jesus and Moses, because in Islam they saw them as. My question is to religious extremism: have any of you ever killed over all the depictions of Jesus and Moses throughout the world? Have you rioted because of it? Have you committed acts of violence? Have you protested it? I get that in your religion, you know, in your mosque, you don't have any of that, and that's fine. That is great. But why commit acts of violence? Why, you know, riot over it? Is it, you know, and it's curious, I say, why riot over it? Because we know people are rioting here in America, and I'm pretty much in support of those riots, but is a cartoon something to riot over? It's a cartoon. It's a drawing. I don't care if it is your idol or your, you know, your deity, as you see it. You turn this deity into an idol with your acts of violence in the name of it. So that is, I don't know. I think it's a tough call. You know, though this some see it as hate speech. I don't know enough about Pamela Giller. I didn't see any of the drawings to say, yes, they were hate speech. If the Southern Poverty Law Center categorizes her organization as a hate group, I would say that she probably does have some hate in her heart towards Muslims. And I don't know if that hate comes from racism or if it comes from hating the religion. I don't know. But I know that I think that both can take some of the blame, and that is, you know, Pamela Giller, she knew that this would incite violence, that it would attract people to come riot, or not come riot, come maybe shoot at her, at some of the artists, and she still held the event. So, but in the same notion, it does not escape me that people are killing over drawings, over the pen, and I don't, like I say, even if the cartoons are racist, it's not good enough to go kill over it. Okay? It's not. There would need to be some violence going on. And I posted a great article that I read this morning about Islam or Muslims in Texas and how Native Texans, they are not like that. Like I said, these attacks, they were by some guys that came from Arizona. Native Texans who practice Islam are not like that. They're peaceful. But I have to put this out here because I always do with religion, and when your religion gets associated with these acts like this, you can always walk away if you don't want to be associated with that. I'm not even going to say stand up and speak out, because if you do, you stand up and speak out against it, but it still goes on. Y'all still read from the same books. Y'all still practice and do a lot of the same things all day. Go to the mosque, turn to Mecca, and this extends to all religions. Just today, I'm talking about Islam because that's what the attacks in Texas. It was religious extremism in Islam. So don't get me wrong about how I feel about Muslims. I don't have a problem with Muslims. I have Muslim friends, but I, with any religion, I just think that it can lead. It's a slippery slope, and it can lead to people killing over cartoons. So, well, no one joined me for that discussion, but. So let's move on to the next reason Texas is being terrorized. I don't know if you've heard, but the feds are also terrorizing Texas. Who's to blame? JADE HELM 15 is a military exercise going on, well, not right now, but it is starting in July. And it will involve four branches of the military and the special ops, like the Green Berets, from all around the world. So it's taking place in seven states. And since news of this military exercise has been leaked, everyone's freaking out in Texas. Not everyone, but they think the federal government is about to take over Texas. And you know what? It's okay, because Governor Greg Abbott, this is how I heard the story when I read this. Governor Greg Abbott is going to call in the state troops to monitor the exercise. When I heard that, I thought that was satire, because it is irresponsible and a waste of taxpayer dollars to do that, in my opinion, to call in the state guard to monitor the federal government because you think that they're going to take over. And so we'll get into some of the crazy theories, but tell me. Why are the feds, like, who's to blame? The feds are terrorizing Texas. Who's to blame? Obama, of course. Obama's first. So politicians like Louie Gohmert, for example. Louie Gohmert says that President Obama incited anti-government sentiment, and that's why people are afraid. It's Obama's fault, of course. Obama is planning a military takeover of Texas because he sees Texas as hostile. And let me tell you where they got the hostile theory from, and that is because I'm just trying to check my notifications. I'm getting a lot of them. I don't know if they're over this. Because my computer is going so slow, I think, because I looked at that Washington Post link, just FYI. They work on my phone, but not on my computer. They slow my computer down big time. So, they think that there will be a military takeover of Texas. They're going to take political prisoners, and they will be carried off in cattle cars to these Walmart FEMA camps that are being set up. And this is also plays into the race war that Obama wants because of Baltimore. Okay? So that is what is going on. That's why Obama might be to blame for the Texas being terrorized. Okay. What about the governor? Like, the fact that the governor even acknowledged this, Why would he acknowledge this? He said he blames the residents in Bastrop because they had the city hall, and it came to his attention that he needed to ease everyone's fears and instill a sense of calm. But, you know, the rest of the same nation sees him as fueling rumors unnecessarily. Also, as I said already, he is also guilty of using tax dollars, wasting tax dollars, to monitor these activities. So after, like I say, after he saw that Bastrop town hall, he became concerned and just wanted to ease everyone's fears. You know, like I say, he is the governor of Texas, and instead of ignoring a conspiracy theory, he's wasting valuable resources. So, but like I say, he wants to blame the Lone Star lunatics, as John Stewart calls them, or batshit Texans, as I like to call them, because they are batshit. Like Gohmert, like Alex Jones, like Ted Cruz. So this is what happened. I'm doing my show prep, researching, and I see that at the Bastrop Town Hall meeting, InfoWars was there. So I'm sure InfoWars didn't fuel these rumors at all. They were there, and they were asked questions about, it was a dumb question, even though the guy said it was a good question. It was so stupid. He was like, if you're supposed to be getting ready for training overseas and blending in, then why are you here in America where you can't blend in? It was just irrelevant and dumb to me. And then I think it's more about the terrain, and that's why they chose Bastrop County. That's why they chose Southern California. That's why they chose Utah. They need some mountains, some, you know, different terrain. That's what it's about. But nonetheless, in this town hall, I didn't catch the name of the lieutenant that was there answering the questions, but they asked him if there was a possibility of martial law. They asked him if they would be coming by and confiscating their supplies and their water and their weapons. I mean, this is what people are thinking in Bastrop County. So this is what the governor saw and was like, oh, I've got to take guard so that they feel okay. It's just unfortunate that information in our country can get turned into this big, you know, supply and demand thing. People demand these theories. People demand this type of stuff. And Alex Jones, people like Alex Jones supply it. Our politicians like Louie Gohmert and Ted Cruz, they also supply it because they profit from it. Ted Cruz said he's writing the Pentagon. It will help his presidential campaign. Mike Huckabee, even though he's not a Texan, can't stop talking about it. Rand Paul had to interject. These are just a few of the politicians that are, and like I said, Lone Star lunatics, some of them, that are fueling these rumors, that are making people so scared. And oh, this was funny. So, you know, I told you that they, you know, they were focused on how they labeled on the map Utah and Texas and Southern California as hostile terrain. And the InfoWars, they also are fueling this theory about these deep underground military bases where, like, you know, they'll take you in these cattle cars on the ground and ship you to wherever, these military, deep underground military bases. Dumbs. Dumbs, D-U-M-B-S. So, okay. I found a great little video from Rachel Maddow who, oh, wow. I hope my video plays. Looks like I'm going to have to reboot or reload the page. I'm really sorry about this. I think my computer's just old and I need a new one. That could be the problem. Because every website this morning, I was just having trouble Well, yeah, my plug-in shop wave stopped responding. So let's see if I can get this to reboot, because I'd like you to hear it. It was very good. I wanted to at least, since I'm doing 30 minutes now, I want to at least try to get some audio other than myself, especially when no one calls. No one's called today. Well, my shockwave crashed, so I wouldn't have even known if anyone called. This is definitely a big problem. And I don't want to sit here talking to you about my computer problems. I just want it to reload because I really like you to hear what Rachel Maddow said. But the Dumbs was hilarious to me. I was just like, you know, it's like, is Alex Jones playing y'all? Because he labeled them Dumbs. And, you know, the conspiracy theorists latch on and their tinfoil hats and they just run with it. What's funny is, you know, in the list of that shit, Texans I listed, Rick Perry's not in there. And you know why? He's almost the voice of reason on this. He said that he's all for questioning the government, but we should trust the military. We should trust the men and women in uniform. And that's, I've contended this for a long time because conspiracy theorists tend to think that our military will turn on us in a heartbeat. Our military is us. If our government's about to turn on us and they tell our soldiers, you don't think some soldiers will break ranks and come and let us know so we can get prepared? Yes, that's exactly how it would go down. So I just think, I find it funny that in Texas, where the military is so revered, that they would think that just because Obama's in control, he can brainwash these soldiers into taking over Texas and instilling martial law. Okay, looks like I might be getting my video to load, which is great. I have a few minutes, and I would like to get that going. So let's see if we're going to have, of course, we have an ad, and it's a minute, and I have 2 minutes. So before I leave you with the video, I will go ahead and wrap up. Thanks for tuning in today. We covered the terrorism of Texas. We talked about the attacks in Garland, Texas. Who's to blame for that? And I came to the conclusion that both free hate speech and religious extremism are to blame for that. But one's legal, and that is hate speech. Well, not one's legal, but they're both legal, I guess. They're both really protected by our Constitution, and that is freedom of speech and freedom of religion. So we have these two at odds with one another. And then Jade Helm, Texas is being taken over by the federal government. Who's to blame? And that would be from, you know I said Obama, but I was definitely joking. I think Greg Abbott, you know, just helped to fuel these rumors, but it started in Texas, in Bastrop, Texas, and I think it started with Alex Jones and InfoWars and people like that. And before I get off, I want you to hear some of these. Okay. See if I can get it to 5 minutes without it.
People under, those are just guys that are hiding underground.
Okay.
Staves of a martial law takeover of Texas. And maybe other states, too, or maybe just Texas. On the fringe right, Jade Helm is actually the military setting up prison camps for American citizens. And also there could be something to do with the aliens that are hiding underground. Plus, don't forget the blue laser horse thing at the Denver airport, which is definitely involved. Out there on the right, Jade Helm 15 is about a network of underground tunnels for the by these mysteriously closed Walmart stores, and the tunnels go to secret, deep underground military bases, DUMBs for short, DUMBs, Dumbs, because apparently this is an intelligence test and we're failing. But, you know, if you line the map up right, if you line up the map, you can see with your wide-open eyes